State General Treasurer Gina Raimondo used a video email to supporters to announce today that her Democratic campaign for governor was underway. Raimondo is best known as the architect of the overhaul of the state pension system in 2011. She joins Providence Mayor Angel Taveras as the second Democrat officially in the campaign for governor. Rhode Island Public Radio's Ian Donis has been following the gubernatorial race, and Ian joins us now to talk about it. Thanks for joining us, Ian.
Sure thing, Dave.
Why did Gina Raimondo use a video sent by email to announce her campaign?
Well, Dave, first off, it's not a surprise to people who've been paying close attention that Raimondo was gearing up for a run for governor. She had raised more than $2 million in her campaign account by the end of September. Her spearheading of the 2011 overhaul of the state pension system had attracted so much out-of-town media interest that some people described the phenomenon as Raimondo mania. She had gotten written up in the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, Time Magazine, The Atlantic, and so forth. And it was seen by many people that even a few years ago that she was likely to run for governor. Now, Taveras announced in November that he was going to be running. I think this video announcement serves a couple of purposes. It's kind of a placeholder to get it out of the way that Raimondo is officially in the race. A lot of people are focused on the holiday season, Christmas parties, shopping for gifts, and this is a way of getting it out there while saying the substance of the campaign, perhaps a more formal campaign launch will come in January. And also, using a video allows Raimondo to control her message without being badgered by a herd of pesky reporters. She did do some solo interviews with reporters today, but kept her questions pretty short and succinct. And it's a way just kind of getting it out there.
In that video message, what major message did Raimondo emphasize?
Well, I think there's a combination of style and substance. The style is that it's kind of folksy. It appears that it was taped at Raimondo's home on the east side. She's wearing a sweater. There's a Christmas tree in the background and soft music plays. She emphasizes how she has two jobs, not just one. She's a mom in addition to being a treasurer, and says she loves both jobs just as much. But she also offers a fairly robust outline of her message. She defends the overhaul of the state pension system that she spearheaded back in 2011. We know that mediation is continuing after a series of public employee unions sued in an attempt to overturn that overhaul. Raimondo claims credit for saving the pension system, and she says that the actions taken with the pension enabled investments that otherwise would not have been possible by the state. And in a further kind of rationale or safe self-stated rationale for her campaign, she says those investments have not yet taken place because of continued fiscal uncertainty and pension uncertainty in small towns and Rhode Island's biggest city. If you didn't notice, that's a subtle jab at Angel Taveras, the mayor of Providence.
Looking at that video release method, that seems to be happening more and more, both in political campaigns and with office holders.
Yeah, I can't recall a similar announcement in Rhode Island, although, as you say, Dave, we are seeing that from more and more candidates in other states. Governor Chafee had used a video news release after becoming governor to announce some action involving 38 studios. And it's a way for candidates and office holders to control their message, as I said.
Okay, how does the matchup look between Raimondo and Mayor Taveras? And will we see any other Democrats perhaps getting in the race?
Well, to answer your second question first, it looks like Clay Pell, the grandson of the late former Senator Claiborne Pell and a former White House staffer, is serious about getting into the race. He moved back to Rhode Island from the Washington, D.C. area earlier this year. He filed a notice of organization for a campaign, and this week he hired a veteran Rhode Island campaign staffer who had been working in Chicago, Devin Driscoll, to serve as the coordinator for his campaign. Pell has some real assets in terms of his name and his ability to draw on what we presume to be some family wealth. So he seems to be very seriously looking at a race for governor, and an announcement could be forthcoming in January. Now, in terms of Raimondo and Tavares, each has some strengths and weaknesses like any other candidate. Raimondo is a champion fundraiser. Her campaign war chest is bulging with more than $2 million. She has about, at the end of September, she had on hand more than three times the amount that Tavares did. He was under $800,000. And Tavares doesn't have to match Raimondo dollar for dollar to be an effective candidate, but he does need to raise enough to run an effective campaign. And it looks like the mayor has been having some challenges raising money. Both Raimondo and Tavares have some good people working for them. Raimondo hired Eric Hires. It looks like he'll probably be her campaign manager. He managed two winning congressional campaigns for David Cicilline. Angel Tavares had salted his administration at City Hall with a lot of smart campaigners and operatives, but there was a difference of opinion within the Tavares camp, and he lost a couple of his younger staffers, Matt Jurczyk and Ariane Lynch, not that long ago, and that has caused some head-scratching in the liberal labor community in Rhode Island. We should note that Tavares and Raimondo have consistently polled as the two best-liked elected officials in Rhode Island. Usually Tavares has had a little bit of an edge there. And the conventional thinking was that Raimondo faced more of an uphill battle in a Democratic primary, although I think at this rate, at this point in the race, it could go any way.
Okay, now where does the race for governor go from here?
Well, we've been in what political scientists like to call the quiet phase of the campaign, when candidates raise money and try and enlist key supporters and things like that. Often that it does not get a lot of public attention. Starting as we move closer to the primary next September, we'll see more public activities, more fundraising. We're moving more into the public phase of the race for governor. As we know, Governor Lincoln Chafee is not running for re-election. On the Republican side, it'll be Ken Block and Cranston Mayor Alan Fung. So I expect, particularly from the news media, you'll see more of an analysis of where Tavares and Raimondo stand on certain issues. They'll start doing more public events, elevating their public profile. And although, you know, a lot of voters don't really tune in until the last stage of the campaign, you know, maybe a month before the election, but those of us political reporters will certainly be paying keen attention and reporting on it in detail.
Okay, keeping track of the race for governor of Rhode Island and Rhode Island Public Radio political reporter Ian Donis. Thanks for joining us to do that.
Thank you, Dave.